And again, talking about religion, the being that's supposed to be the enemy of God, that's
the devil.
What are the names for him?
Lucifer, Satan. Isn't that what I can't tell you?
When you were little, did your parents ever try to make you behave by saying, well, now if you don't straighten up the old, something's going to get you?
The boogeyman.
Yeah. Now, is that the same as the devil?
I don't know. I never saw
Alrighty. And these things people claim that they see, maybe around a graveyard, you know, they're scared of them.
Hold on. What was that again?
You know, it's maybe in white sheets, you know, that's where they usually portray. Yeah.
Okay.
And if they get in a house, you say the house is
spooky.
Or the house
haunted.
Yeah, okay. This expression, if a man has, let's say, 1,500 acres of land, talking about the amount, you'd say he sure has a land.
A lot.
Okay.
A lot of land.
You think so?
Nope. Got a lot of land.
Have you ever heard people use right smart? That's a right smart land he's got.
Yeah, out there in, when they used to wear cowboy boots and stuff all the time.
Where is that?
Yeah, on the Western movies.
Western movies, they say.
You got a right smart amount of land.
But you don't hear people
Shreveport
say that? No kind of person. Mm-hmm. All right, say if you wanted to be polite to an older man, instead of just saying yes, you'd say?
Yes, sir.
And to a woman?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, if you were in a situation, let's say, you were sitting down to your favorite meal, what's your favorite food?
Steak.
All right, let's say you got a big, juicy T-bone steak cooked to perfection, mouth watering, and just about you cut it, your dog jumps up on the table, grabs it, and takes off. What might you say?
Damn. What else would I say? Come back here?
No, I'm just looking for what, you know, strong language that you might use in a situation where you're provoked.
That was it.
Okay, you say just say, damn.
Bring my steak back, you know, yeah.
What's some of the strongest words or strongest expressions you would use, you know, if you were just really hacked or somebody had done you wrong?
Man, don't ask me that. I curse like a sailor sometimes.
Well, I gotta get a sample.
You serious?
Serious.
It depends. If I get really pissed off, like somebody stole my car, I say, somebody stole my fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ever catch that motherfucker, I kill his ass.
Yeah.
It was just really foul. I'll say every word you could ever imagine. Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Just take off on something. Just rail against somebody. You low life. You call somebody a scumbag or a whorebag or anything like that.
No, I don't get like that. I don't.
Cocksucker or something like that.
Mm-hmm. No. That's about it. I don't get that.
Don't get that violent. Okay. All right. Let's say, how would you greet somebody around December 25th?
Happy New Year. No, Merry Christmas.
Okay, I need another one anyway.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, okay. A person who's done you a favor, you might, in the way of appreciation, say, well, I sure am much to you. Much what to you?
Are you talking about much obliged?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that.
Wouldn't say that.
No.
Well, that's pronunciation anyway. Okay, if you need to go to town to get some things, you say you have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. Let's say if you bought something, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and did what?
Wrapped it.
And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
And drank some more. Put your head in the bag. Let's say if a storekeeper's selling things for less than what he paid for them, you'd say he's selling out of